Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 29th. 2 weeks ago, the Bureau of Land Management released its final record of decision on disputed oil and gas leases on the White River National Forest, which canceled 25 leases on the Thompson Divide. But not all of the Thompson Divide is closed to drilling. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has this report.
On November 17th, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and BLM Director Neil Kornsey joined Governor John Hickenlooper in Denver to announce an important and long-awaited decision on 65 oil and gas leases issued on the White River National Forest between 1995 and 2012. 25 natural gas leases were canceled on the Thompson Divide. Zane Kessler, director of the Thompson Divide Coalition, one of several conservation groups that fought gas development in the area, says it's good news.
Well, this is obviously a very gratifying moment for our coalition and for our entire community, and also for the overwhelming majority of stakeholders who supported conservation of the Thompson Divide throughout this years-long process.
Tyler Baskfield of Trout Unlimited agrees, stating that the decision is a big win for Western Colorado sportsmen and outfitters.
The area known as the Thompson Divide really has some unique wildlife values to it that we wanted to preserve and protect, including the fact that it's the headwaters for three great fisheries, the Roaring Fork, the North Fork of the Gunnison, and the Crystal River. And we feel like this is the right thing for sportsmen and our membership and the local community.
The cancellation of the 25 Thompson Divide leases means the area is closed to future leasing for at least the next two decades.
The decision, effective as of the signing of the record of decision, makes those leases gone and gets rid of them. Of course, it isn't a permanent solution, but it is a defensible decision that is going to be very hard to overturn by the incoming administration or other folks in the industry and elsewhere that might be opposed to this type of conservation-minded decision.
But David Boyd, spokesperson for the BLM, told KDNK that the agency also received a new application to drill.
On the Thursday that we made the announcement, we did get an application for a permit to drill from SG Interests in Thompson Divide in what's called the Wolf Creek Storage Unit. That's a lease that's not affected by this decision because it was issued actually in the 60s.
Which means it wasn't covered by the BLM's decision. The Wolf Creek storage field is in the heart of the Thompson Divide, and the lease allows the company to drill beneath the field into the Mancos Formation. Robbie Gwynn, SG's Vice President of Land, says the area encompasses 9,200 acres.
And we could probably put, I guess, anywhere from 7 to 10 locations in that 9,200 acres. And I don't know how many wellbores there would be, but we can drill enough wells on that acreage to make the infrastructure costs economic.
SG Interest wants to drill an exploratory well on the lease to determine how much natural gas is available. Gwynn says there could be a significant amount of natural gas in the Mancos Formation under the Wolf Creek field.
We believe that the results of our drilling will be aligned with the drilling that we have done to the south and other operators that have drilled Mancos horizontal wells to the west. So the well that we have drilled to the south, we believe, is about a 10 billion cubic foot well.
David Boyd says the BLM has 10 days from the 17th to respond to the application. After that, it goes to the White River National Forest. Then an environmental assessment begins, which is part of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process, and will include a public comment period.
We're not looking at anything, you know, the next couple of months or anything like that. I mean, it'll be a process.
Robbie Gwynn says the company isn't happy with the BLM's decision to cancel 18 of its leases on the Thompson Divide and that the agency will pay $1 million as a result. Boyd says he expects both industry and the conservation community to appeal the agency's decision on the 65 leases. Meanwhile, the Thompson Divide Coalition and Trout Unlimited will continue to work towards permanent protection of the area. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
The Denver Post reports that a fire in the Denver suburb of Lakewood was 90% contained as of Tuesday morning. The blaze on Green Mountain was visible all around the Denver area on Monday night. Some 160 firefighters were able to achieve 90% containment of the blaze through Tuesday morning, and mop-up efforts continued throughout the afternoon. A flyover determined that the wildfire covered an area of 96 acres, much less than the 300 acres originally estimated. The fire was reported Monday evening around 5 p.m., and evacuations were forced from a neighborhood on the east side of Green Mountain, a recreation area in South Lakewood. Green Mountain is south of 6th Avenue and east of C-470. The flames swept through grassy patches of brush, and the glow from the fire atop Green Mountain burned brightly for a couple of hours. By 8:30 p.m., aggressive firefighting led to 90% containment, and the evacuation order was called off at 9:20. Firefighters were assisted by temperatures in the 20s, which helped them contain the blaze during the night. As of 1 a.m., the cause of the fire was not yet known, and the investigation continued into Tuesday. There were no reports of lightning, and no campers or people were seen in the area. No injuries were reported. According to the Delta County Independent, the city of Delta has released the short biographies of the 7 candidates it is interviewing for chief of police. Jesse Cox is commander of the Delta Police Department and previously worked for the Delta County Sheriff's Office. He has 19 years of experience in law enforcement. Tony Erickson was chief of police in Palisade and also worked for the Colorado Springs Police Department. He has 27 years of experience in law enforcement. Lucas Fedler worked in law enforcement for 16 years and has stints serving with both the Delta Police Department and the Delta County Sheriff's Office. Jim Grayson was a police chief in Monte Vista and also worked for the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. He has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement. Tim Jance served over 34 years in municipal law enforcement. He has worked for the Craig Police Department and was sheriff of Moffitt County for 8 years. Charles Kettle is the interim police chief for Delta right now and has 9 years of law enforcement experience. Greg Tulishevsky was a chief of police in the town of Hayden and also served with the Lone Tree Police Department. He has over 25 years of experience in municipal law enforcement. There is a public meet and greet of the candidates tomorrow evening at the Bill Heddles Recreation Center. The event is from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 and will feature presentations from the candidates as well as interaction with community members. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.